Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Guys, what's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Scam Goddess, a.k.a. Lacey Mosley, and we're back with another installment of Scam Goddess. I try to give y'all something a little different. Was that different? Did y'all like that? I don't know. Hey, y'all. So what are we saying? What are we saying all together in your radios, in your cars, in your bathtubs, avoiding your children? What are we saying? I'm very what? Yes, I'm very excited for today's guest. And I am. Oh, my God. This is the homie, bro. Like, are you watching TV? Because if you are, you've seen him. Are you a Grace and Frankie fan? Do you have Netflix? Do you steal it with your family as I do? Because I have a family Netflix account and I am in my late 20s. Guys, he has a new podcast. Very poppin', very funny, very talented. His podcast is called Self-Quar. Like self-care, but self-quar, like quarantine, okay? Get into it. Guys, we have Baron Vaughn.
Hey, Lacey, what's up?
Hi! We've been talking, but we can pretend like we haven't been talking.
We can pretend like not. The audience has not heard us talk, but we have been talking, which I'm happy because, you know, I'm happy to see you, you know, see you with quotation marks.
Right.
I've met you in a weird way, but I'm so happy that I know you and I've been following you and you're just doing the things out there.
So, I've been following you too. We met in a way that maybe you guys will never understand or find out about. Well, we met at work. Let's call it work. Mm-hmm, and your spirit, your energy, you trying to get me a boyfriend immediately. I was like, I love him. I love him. Because I do need a boyfriend. It's time. Or a girlfriend. I don't know. Just a person. It's time.
Well, you know, I saw a quality human being. And I know you're a comedian like myself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, when she's at home, though, like when she's by herself, though, is there someone for her? You know, but that's what I saw.
I feel like I need a boyfriend, but I also feel like I really need an assistant. And I'm like, am I confusing the two? Because I'm like, oh,
I have been a boyfriend to people who thought that's what that meant before. Like, did you get the flowers? Yes. Did you get the shoes? Yes, I did. Okay. And tell me happy birthday in 3, 2.
Also, did you check my emails? I love you. Give me penis.
Like, sometimes I love you. Give me penis on a t-shirt. Put that on a t-shirt.
That's my new merch. I love you. Give me penis. No. Guys, so wait, Baron, do you have any relationship with scams? That's the one thing I didn't prep you for before we started. Have you ever been scammed? Are you a scammer?
Yes.
Do you think you're a mark? Like, what's up? Because I'm both. I'm bi. I'm a scammer and I'm a mark.
I've been a mark, but the scam is, I have been scammed, which is how I learned I was a mark. And then I learned I was a mark my entire life. This is why people don't, so that's why people meet me and they don't understand me, because people who are like me and grew up where I grew up usually don't make it. So they're like, oh, you're alive. And it's kind of like, yeah, that's right. It's what happens if you stay inside. So
gang.
But I have been scammed. I had a business manager who stole $30,000 from me.
Oh my God, you got Rihanna'd. Oh no.
I got Rihanna'd. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to work. I just didn't want to have to. I filed a police report.
That's what Bitch Better Have My Money is about, because she got robbed by her business manager. My money, because Bitch had her money and actually should not have had it. Bitch, can you give it back? Like,
but that happens, you know, and I,
how
because
do they do
of
it?
My...
Baron, how they do it?
Well, you know, and the reason I was a mark is because, you know, and this is what it woke me to is my issues with money, my insecurity about knowing how to handle my finances, me not wanting to actually deal with it because it seems hard, you know? So I just trusted a dude blindly, like a dumbass, and he stole a lot of money from me. And then after I, you know, fired him and he never gave me anything back.
Damn.
And I looked at the, and I got the bank accounts and I was like,
wait a minute. You ain't put your Karen wig on and sue him? You didn't take it to people's court? But y'all be like, dun, 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 dun. Like, you guys just get Lacey, risk a heart attack on that nigga. You can't let him go.
You think he's walking down the damn street with his dog? No, the man is gone, you know, with the wind.
So Baron, it's like, was he a business manager or was this just a nigga who showed up and was like, let me manage your business?
Well,
like,
that's the thing, because I wonder if the dude who introduced me to him was part of the scam or was also scammed. Ooh. Yes, exactly. Because it was like, I was making money and I wanted to do it blackly. You know what I mean? I wanted to stay black.
Oh,
so
no,
a black,
he was
man.
Black. No.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
Yeah. He was black. He was black. And it was a black man who I knew who worked in accounting and finance, who I knew for a few years, who referenced me to this dude.
Mm.
But that's how these guys, because my lawyer was about to do it, because he's like, you like working with him? Because people try to get each other work, you know, if you're fucking with, you know, the crew.
Yeah, that's how I got my first accountant who I hate, and I'm late on my taxes. I'm probably going to get Wesley Snipes. I got him from my goddamn lawyer, and he's terrible. I thought the nigga was dead at one point, because I could not reach him. Like, I thought he was dead. I Googled his name, and another CPA with the same name, it was like, that nigga died. So I was like, oh my God, that's why he didn't return my calls. The nigga dead. And then I found out he wasn't dead. And I was like, what's happening? Y'all about to Lauryn Hill me.
I love that you're still there emotionally.
I am. But go like, continue.
No, and that's what it was. It was kind of like, you know, I trusted a dude. I was like, had to be working with someone who was black. With, you know, and
you're trying to do black owned. You said Black Lives Matter.
No. I seriously did. It was literally like, I'm doing black business. It literally, that was important
to
me.
That's how he scammed you. You have to watch out for niggas as well, okay? The Sean King of it all.
And here's the thing. This is what I should have done. Vetted the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, I just took a word and I should have, you know, checked his references and all that shit. But I was so excited at the time and money was new.
Mm-hmm.
For me, you know what I mean? I did not grow up with money. So this is why I have all these insecurities in the first place, right? So being able to be like, oh, I'm making enough money that I can pay someone to think about it for me seemed like that was a I have arrived kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's exactly the shit that is why I was a mark, because I didn't handle my business. You know what I mean? You always have to know. For real.
My mother always said, you're never big enough to not sign your own checks.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one. And my mother told me, don't answer. Don't answer. That's a bill collector. So like it's, you know, different folks, different strokes.
She had all the bill collectors saved in her phone. Like, fuck niggas, she don't talk to no more.
See, this is me aging myself. I'm like, no, we had landlines. That's what we had
back
then.
Listen, I remember a landline. I remember a boy calling me in high school and his voice was too deep, so my parents would never let me talk to him. They were like, that's a grown ass nigga. We not thinking you can't talk to him.
I forget where you grew up. Where did you grow up again?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, that's right. You're like a Texan.
Okay, I am. Yeah. And I'm like, it's weird. I'm like, was I born in the 1800s or was I born in the 90s or what? Like, what happened? Because my parents, the first boyfriend that I ever had was someone that my parents made me go on dates with.
I mean, that's very Southern.
I had to
well.
Be courted. They were like, you need to know how to be treated like a lady and you don't date. And they're right. My mom's like, why don't you date? And I'm like, oh, this
conservative?
Business.
Are they very conservative?
They been side Baptists.
I love that I finally made you uncomfortable. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whose podcast is this?
Listen, my mother listens to this podcast and she will drag me. She told me I can't keep talking about organized religion.
Yo, she knows if she's conservative. That's fine.
Right. They're bedside Baptists. So they're like,
I'm not saying
fun.
That's a bad thing necessarily.
No, they're fun, but they are like a little conservative, but they're fun. They're good.
Dallas
time.
Was the first big city I ever went to.
And they're very accepting. That's a big city to you. Dallas is not a big city, Chad.
Oh, you don't know how country I am.
Oh, okay. Wait, where is you from?
I was born in a small town in New Mexico, Lacey.
New Mexico?
Exactly.
They be having black people in New Mexico?
Yeah, and they came from Oklahoma.
That's crazy.
And it slowly went west, And that's why we had family in Dallas. Okay. And that's why, you know, Albuquerque was the big city. And then we went to a church conference in Dallas. And now I was like, what?
Come on,
these
church
buildings?
Conference.
You know.
Oh, my God. No, Dallas is not a big city. It's a good place, I think, to raise a family.
Yeah, it was big,
like,
for me. It was big for me. And, you know, now that I've lived in New York and L.A. or whatever the hell, I'm like, ah, so quaint. But it's a specific culture is what I mean to say. And that, like, that makes sense for me, what you said, because Southern Black people are a certain way. I was also raised by Southern Black people. Mm. So I know. But it's not like an insult in any kind of way. I'm
no,
not putting anybody down.
All. No, I didn't think that at all. I just had to think about it because I was like, they're so fun and they throw great parties. There was a New Year's once where I woke up in our house and everyone, because it like snowed or something the night before, it sleeted, there was like ice on the road, so people couldn't drive home. And everyone was wasted because my mom is like the best party thrower and host. So I woke up as a kid to all of my uncles, aunties, family, friends asleep on the ground in my house. Like I was stepping over people who had just made pallets on the floor. And I was like, I think my parents are cool.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, but they're also still Christian, but they're fun. So, you know, that's conservative feels like not the right word.
I know this is
going
to be controversial, what I'm about to say, but Christians can be cool. All right? Yeah, I said it. Christians
listen,
can be cool.
Listen, I still love Jesus because, listen, y'all, I know I have said very critical things about the religion because I think a lot of pastors are scammers. I think even just thinking that God called you to talk to people about God is a scam. But I do like religion simply because I'm a gambler and I'm gonna put my money on everything. So if I get up there, I got Jesus and I got God. And it's like, if one of them niggas not there, I'm gonna be like, I was with both of y'all. So like, let's go. Like, I put my money on everything.
You see, I'm from Vegas, so I know that those are horrible odds, but you were saying.
I put my money on red and black, okay? Come on.
That's ridiculous.
I'm going to somebody heaven. So, listen, if it's a celestial kingdom, shout out to the Mormons, I'm trying to get a planet, you know? I want to get whatever's happening up there, I want it, okay?
Did you ever know any black Mormons?
Oh, no.
I did.
You do? You do know one?
Yeah, I did. A couple.
One of my best friends in high school is Mormon, and she was only people, one of the few people that I could actually hang out at her house because my mom is very conservative about that. She never let me go nowhere.
Why you're a comedian. Continue though.
They had this thing, do you know about this? Called the Mormon Trek, where they like go through the woods and shit and carry hand carts and like basically reenact Joseph Smith's journey.
Of thinking he got to California?
Something like that.
Yeah. I did not know that. No,
they
reenacted.
They reenacted. And my friend was like, come with me, girl. And I was like, ooh, I want to push a handcart. I want to wear garbs. I want to do, you know, cosplay for the weekend. My mom wouldn't let me go.
It's also amazing that you thought that was cosplay. That was your version of cosplay back then.
And actually, oh God, this reminds me of one of my friends who passed this year, which, oh God, that shakes me. But he went and I didn't get to go. And he's black. And at one point, because it's all cosplay, right? They go and they eating. And somebody comes into the dining hall and is like, all of the Latter-day Saints stand up. And it's like, they got to get kicked out or whatever. Like, they got to keep going on the trek. And so everybody stood up except for him. And they were like, you got to stand up now. This is what's happening. He was like, I ain't a Latter-day Saint. I'm a nigga. I'm just going to
stand up. Oh, my God. You don't know, though. See, this is the thing. I have studied too much history about religion. And so it's kind of like, and I was raised Southern Baptist. I've been a Jehovah's Witness. And I've also been to the jungle and drank mystical teas and talked to aliens.
Not mystical teas.
I've tried it all. And I love it all at the same time because I'm very lost. So it's kind of like whatever's going to make me feel a little less whatever.
Right. That's what it's all
me.
About. It's a fun time. We all join in, get in the cult, get it cute. Guys, all right. It's time for What's Hot and Fraud. Because I told you, this podcast is a scam. You thought you came here to learn scams, but it's mostly me doing comedy with my friends. But I will do what I said I would do. And I will talk about scams. There's two things. One, I have to address up top. which is not a retraction. I don't want to call it that. maybe it is a retraction. We talked about a scam on Amazon where you could read books for free and return them. And I've recently learned through a lot of you guys reaching out, because my fans are mean to me. They're mean. I love them, but they are mean. And this person wrote in, and I will call them what they've asked me to call them, which is Brianne the Stallion. Okay. Brianne the Stallion says, last week someone described a scam on Amazon where you can buy a book on Kindle, then return it for free. Do not do this to authors you like. When you return an Amazon book and ask for a refund, Amazon takes that money from the author. For example, if you pay $10 for Harry Potter, then return it, Amazon takes $10 away from that transphobic bitch. She's a turf. I love it. So you're scamming her, which I do approve of, which, yes, I do approve as well.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How long can you have a book before you can return it? A Kindle book? Mm-hmm. People are buying Kindle books and returning them.
People are buying ebooks, reading the ebook and returning it for a credit. And so when you do that, you get to basically steal all the words and entertainment and get your money back and go buy another book with that money.
Who are these motherfuckers who are so dedicated to reading yet have not heard of the library? It's just kind of like, this is way more exhausting than getting a library card.
Going to the library, physical libraries, that's a lot, you know?
Well,
you gotta get a
book
that everybody touch, and you know people be going to the bathroom not washing their hands, and then they flipping through pages.
That's true. Libraries, they might be gone. They might be gone now. Who knows? That's crazy to me, because it's kind of like these people also read fast. That's why I'm asking. I'm like, I'm going to read this book of the day and return it.
This is a scam for the erudite. Okay, this is a scam for the educated and the smart, and I like it. So she says, only use this scam on rich ass, ain't shit authors who don't need your money. I wanted to say that because we provided this information to the community, and then a lot of people were like, don't do this, it's bad for the authors and the authoresses. And I was like, oh, I don't want to hurt the authoresses. Like, I want the girls to get their writing coin. Like, so y'all be ethical with your scams, okay? If you scam a J.K. Rowling, bitch, steal all the Harry Potters. We don't care. She's a turf. Steal from her. But, you know, if it's a girl who needs the coin, you know, do right. Don't do wrong.
I mean, you know, I heard some stat. I don't know if you heard this about, like, that it is mostly women who are doing all of the reading in this country. Like, it sounds like I saw some stat that, like, it's like all the reading.
Is like, this your new stand-up done set? Bitches no. Be reading.
Bitches be reading.
Listen,
you know.
Y'all know bitches be reading.
They got the bells on their hooks. No, it's. I'm like, oh my lord, Audrey. No, it's. I'm being silly now, but like, I know I read that like it's like mostly women are reading. Like that's the top demo of actual readers. Also, it's like mostly women that run the whole publishing industry. It sounds like as well. So,
which makes sense because they're like bitches be reading and we's bitches and we know what the girls want.
No, you're absolutely correct. Wow. Okay, so you wanted to give that to people. So they could fuck up some rich people's shit.
Yeah, look, I'm an ethical scammer. So, you know, we scamming against daddy government. In this letter, actually, she said, you know, you're not scamming daddy Bezos when you return the book. And so I was like, oh, I thought we were scamming daddy Bezos. Like, because that nigga needs to be robbed. We all need to rob him. So
it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
He got too much money. How you get divorced? You still like the richest nigga ever. No. He's so rich.
By the way, what it means when we say, this is what I always think about, what it means when we, this dude is so rich, he is richer not only than any other person ever in the history of the world, but richer than any country in the history of the world.
Bruh.
This dude has more money than the United States. This
we need to rob money. That nigga tonight. Like, yo, I'm tired of it. Also, like, there's this thing with rich white men in that sector where they're like so understated, just t-shirt and jeans, and everyone's like, oh, see, that's what rich people do, they wear regular clothes. I'm like, no, bitch, you have too much money. I need to see you in finery all the time. You need to be spending it, and you're not. You're a hoarder. Like,
but yo, it's the Bezoses It's the Gateses and the Bezoses that dress that way, but they're kids. That's where it gets different. When you see the kids of these rich people, the people who are 30 and younger, they are doing what you're talking about.
Okay, because I want drip. Like, nigga, Jeff Bezos should be in a gold wig every day, made of real gold. Like, come on now. His neck should hurt from the jewelry. His earlobe should sag from the diamonds. Like, that's what I want.
I think he has a, what's it, is it Bezos or Bezos?
I don't care. Put some disrespect on his name.
I'm trying to, I was trying to scam you right now. I was going to try to say something in a, this is my scam that I always do, is trick people into me doing a pun. That's what I, like doing. I love tricking people into a pun. No, I didn't do it. I was going to say that he has a child named A2 and then his name, A2 Bezos. But that's, I know. It's stupid. It's so stupid, it's stupid.
Oh, I love your dad humor. Like, if you guys don't follow Baron on Twitter, he has the best dad humor, and it's very fun.
It's because I didn't have one, so someone has to do it.
No! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And, all right, guys, so for What's Hot and Fraud, the real one, before we take a break, this person is male-presenting. So, Baron, I need a fake name that's male-presenting for this listener letter.
Brandon.
Brandon. Oh, I love a Brandon. I feel like Brandons are usually hot, or they used to be in like the early 2000s. Brandons were
I've
hot
never
then.
Met a baby named Brandon, though.
Neither have I. Shit. Mm-hmm. I've only met 12-year-olds named Brandon when I was 12. Wow.
You ever met a baby named Chelsea?
No.
Exactly. Read the facts.
And Chelsea's one of our producers, and I never met her when she was a baby.
That's true. She was one. I've heard that's inevitable, that at some point you might have been a baby. Most people
have been babies, but I've never met a, that's like all those old people names. Are Brandon and Chelsea now old people names, maybe?
That's what always happens. Like, these cycles kind of happen. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like suddenly everyone's named one thing. And then it, and 20 years later, that's what everyone, like
is Chelsea the new Myrtle?
Myrtle's on the way back. Myrtle's on the way back. I'm telling you.
Chelsea just chimed in. She says she offended. Is Chelsea the new Myrtle? Everyone discuss.
I would say Chelsea's the new Opal. That's what I would say.
That's worse. Oh my God. My grandma's name is Mildred.
Gladys.
Ooh, yes, like the night. So see, I did one for you. I did that for you. So here's the real hot and fraud today. So back in high school days, a bitch was broke, says Brandon. Well, not really, but I just wanted some extra coin. So I began selling my art on Facebook, but that wasn't really taking off, like, at all. Duh. Okay. You a baby selling art on Facebook. Facebook is for old people and racists. But all right, so I ended up getting on Grindr and setting the age restriction to 50 plus. Brandon.
To sell art?
To sell art?
I'm loving where this is going.
So you got on Grindr.
I want to hear the second act.
You got on Dick Roulette, the app.
Well, you know, if dick is a possibility, people will buy art. I've heard.
You set the age to thirsty. Because we all know 50 plus is thirsty. So you set it to thirsty. And you was like, I'm going to sell my art. Oh, okay. Okay.
Thirsty for watercolors.
I want some impressionist art, you know, what the girl's doing. So I began messaging every single person I saw. Of course, when they asked what I was doing, I always said, working on some art. Even if I was sitting on my ass watching Netflix, I was being all cute and flirty. So these grown-ass men started asking me for pictures of my art and started showing interest in buying them. So I printed out, meet up with them at a Starbucks, get my money, and leave. They were so salty that I didn't stay to chat or go back to their place, but I got the money, so I didn't really care. Obviously, I didn't offer any sex, but it wasn't my fault. They had misread the flirty text that I sent. Misread?
That was Grindr.
Yeah, I sent 4 eggplants and 6 water emojis, but I was flirting. And y'all misread it.
eggplant palette. What else that supposed to mean? I'm going to applaud this. This is incredible. This one is like, I have respect for Brandon here. Seriously.
Brandon said, what this bussy talk? English, Spanish, and French. Like, he came out here and city girled these niggas so hard. And I love it.
Wow.
I love it. Oh, my God. So, he said he didn't offer any sex, but he was like, I sent these 40 texts. Like, that's their fault for misinterpreting. $25 a print, sometimes 50 if I was in a rich part of town. Come on, what you knowing?
Whoa.
Come on, you better know. You better know when to hijack the price.
This is like sociology and anthropology and geography coming to life in this. This is incredible. Go on.
Oh, he said, look, we're in Beverly Hills. The gas is higher and so are these prints. And I love it. I love him. He said the scam was legal, but I was serving some justice too. Nasty old men talking to 16-year-olds deserve to be out of some money. Love the show.
Oh, my goodness. This is the first time I've heard the age.
Yeah, I said it a couple times.
They never
times.
Said they were 16.
He was a child. And I was like, I almost didn't read it.
I must have missed that.
I almost didn't read it because I'm not a Lolita person. I don't like to be an unreliable narrator like he's a child. But also, glad that nothing happened to him. I'm glad that he just scammed some little dirty men. Because if you're 50, you know what a 16-year-old looks like. You know. So if your nasty ass was at the Starbucks getting your flat white waiting on this child, you deserve to be scammed. Fuck you, weirdo.
If you were getting your flat white waiting for your flat white, you deserve to be scammed. See, that's when a pun works.
That was excellent. They should be robbed and they should also be in fucking jail. That's why I read it because I was like, oh, I kind of felt weird about the 16-year-old thing. And then when I found out nothing happened to him, I was like, oh, okay. Well, then he just robbed a bunch of people who needed to be robbed. And yes.
Well, this is the thing about a
scam.
Now
I do feel bad about my bussy talk joke because I didn't realize actually that I'm talking about a kid. So,
well, here's the thing, because this is the second scam. These are like, you are interested in justice. That's what it sounds like you are interested in. You are interested in justice beyond the government, beyond the police and the jails.
I'm a freedom fighter.
So you're like, so if there is a scam that works, my people, I give you the tools. That's what it sounds like you're trying to do here.
Oh, yeah. No, I want people to get robbed. It's I'm fully for it. But I'm not for it if it's robbing people who I don't think should be robbed, like the authoresses. I'm so sorry, authoresses. I hope I ain't cost y'all some money. I know I did. I know y'all getting robbed right now. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did that. But
you're the most entertaining enabler I have ever met.
I'm chaotic. I can't help it. I am chaos. I want to stop, but I can't. One time, my friend who decided not to be my friend anymore because I was too ratchet. In college. She was right. She was like a very classy hoe. And I was like making out with niggas in the club. Like, we shouldn't have been friends. Like, I was not representing her well at the time. And she told me, she was like, I know you're an actress, but your life isn't a movie and you need to stop acting like it is. And I was like, oh,
whoa.
Okay.
Wait, was that her breakup line?
Yeah, she broke up with me.
Damn, that's a drop.
And then I found some messy hoes to be friends with. I was like, y'all hoes are a mess. Let me join you.
That's incredible. And when you write the movie about your life, you get to put that line in there and profit from it. And that's the justice. You get
right.
to put what she said to you in your script. Make that money, and there's the justice. My goodness.
But see, you know, as an improv comedian, you know, as a comedian in general, like, and especially as a stand-up, like, you gotta live to write. So you gotta go out and live and go do some shit and talk to some people. And that's how we get material. I wouldn't be able to talk on a show for hours every week. Shout out to y'all for the Spotify tags of like how long y'all been listening to me. And also, I'm sorry. If you were listening to me for 7 hours in one day, I apologize.
That's kind of what it's like to be inside your head, though. So you know it can be fruitful.
That's why I'm saying sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My head is a roller coaster. That was what really got me about quarantine. It was just too much time alone thinking. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so tired of this bitch. Me.
That's what my podcast is about, is helping people figure out how to get through this and hearing what people use, like how they get through it, shit, you know?
I like that.
Because we're all looking for answers, you know, and information on that. We're all trying to hear what each other is, you know. When I check in with my people, that's what it is that I wanted to put out there.
I love that. Self-Core. And that was not Plug. A place advertisement, but what you will hear next is, we'll be right back after some non-scam advertisements. Scams!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks. Trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have 3 different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cons! And we are back, and it's time for my favorite segment of this podcast, Historic Hoodwinks. Why am I talking like this? This is not my voice. I don't know. I'm giving you something different, girls. I got to vary it up. I got to give you guys different things. So, Historic Hoodwinks, if you're new here, and if you've stayed on this long... We've been on a ride. Historic Hoodwinks is where I will regale Baron with a historical scam or hoodwink, and I'll get his opinions all throughout, and he'll tell me if he likes it, if he doesn't. You guys know I love a scammer. I clearly love chaos, but we're ethical scammers here. We're ethical criminals. So we have a code. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if we love it by the end. So today we're talking about the fake French minister in silicone mask who stole millions. And yeah, you heard me right. I'm talking about someone who put on a silicone mask so that he looked like somebody else.
That's a good mask.
The mask is good. Marina, can we pull that mask up? Because the mask is good. I want you to see it. It's cute.
Well, they say you gotta, you know, you gotta, was it break eggs to make eggs? You gotta break some eggs to make an omelet. That's what it is.
What does that mean?
It means that you gotta spend money to make money. So if he invested in a good ass mask, knowing that it was gonna, you know.
Fair. Yes. Double you're in absolutely return. Right. And it did. It did. Okay, so look at this. Look at this nigga. Yo, yeah, that mask is good. And if you're talking, look, obviously here on Zoom, the girls can do a lot on Zoom. You know you can put filters on your Zooms to make yourself cuter? Wow.
Yes. The, what's it called? The improve, make me a human filter. What is it?
Make me sexy me? Zoom? Yeah, it's like a filter that's
undisgusting.
Like.
Undisgusting. Click undisgusting. Right.
Hide my ugly face. Thank you, Zoom.
Okay, so this dude did this over Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's different.
And that, also, he's old. And this comes into, like, ageism. Because, you know, true. With ageism, ageism is a smart scam. Because when people get older, we stop. Okay, now we have a side-by-side of who this man really... Ooh, I could see how this worked.
But you would also he's believe the internet connection is that bad for the thing to be blurry. It's like, oh, this dude is still on dial-up. Like, it's like, clearly, like, this guy doesn't have any good Mbps.
And man, that's why you're just like... Man, he zoomed us from his pager. He said 143, I love you. We was like, huh? Like, yeah, that's what happened.
He plugged this into a Boost Mobile modem. Come on.
And the shit said chirp chirp before it started.
What has he got? Cricket? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's some T-Mobile crazy. Ass shit. And okay. No shade to the T-Mobile community though. I love y'all.
the T-Mobile community. Yes. That very underserved. Discriminated against community. Listen, that we call T-Mobile users.
This is America, okay? People associate themselves with brands. I didn't realize that until I started talking cash shit about TD Bank. And then all the TD Bank community was like, I love banking there. And I'm like, y'all repping hard for a bank.
See, it's a bank. Do you know what TD stands for, though?
Toronto
Dominion.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Canadian Kingdom. I'm
I
not
was
going to
say
money.
Total
Excuse
disaster,
me.
But
total declipse.
See, you about to have me back on TD Twitter because they don't like me over there. They mad Uh-oh. At me. They was like, stop talking shit about our bank, eh?
And you don't like things with T-Mobile, TD Bank? Go on.
So as you can see, I think the things, as I realize this is a podcast, so we have to describe things to you guys. So what we were looking at was a silicone mask on a man who was pretending to be another man. The differences basically were like, the other man's like kind of tanner, but you're looking at different lighting, the signal, everything looked real shoddy. Like, I'm telling
he's
you,
an old
it was very
bald?
Android video, honey. It was giving Android Snapchat. And if you know, you know. And so you
don't know. Don't you talk shit about Android, Lacey. That is prejudice. I swear.
I'm tired of y'all landline ass cell phones. I'm tired of y'all. I hate the Android community.
No. See, yeah, how
You're
dare
ruining
you betray
my group
the Android
chats.
Community?
You're ruining see, this my is group chats.
That's the Apple. Apple has used a really good scam for their marketing. It's called racism. Because
yeah,
ever since I moved, to Android, I get Apple people being like, why are you green? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm not green to me. All I see is green. And it's just kind of like, that's how racism works. That's what Apple did.
It
that's
is.
Why all their products are white.
That's why they're white. And they sprinkle some racism in everything. And I can't stop. I love Tim Apple. I love him. Okay.
Tim Apple.
Him and Daddy Government. I love them so much. Put your foot on my neck harder, Daddy Government. So.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yes. The picture's really shady, right? But since he's an older gentleman, people aren't really looking at it that hard. Like, I'm sure this mask probably wasn't even, he ain't laced this down. He ain't put no got to be on this shit. It's not glued down. Like, I'm sure the shit was hanging off, but they were like, he's old. Maybe his face is hanging off his body. That's what
but
old people
also,
do.
Let's also, like, look, people aren't just sitting there studying the picture. They're living their lives, you know? This was a Zoom thing that was happening.
Yeah.
People are walking around making coffee, having toast, you know, texting, whatever. They're not fully paying attention to. I've been on Zoom meetings where I walked away from the screen. I'm like, I can hear it, you know, like a sitcom from the 90s. Like I get the gist.
So for 2 years, starting in 2015, Gilbert Schilke and Anthony Lasarevich, I think I said that right. Wow. Impersonated France's defense minister at the time, Jean.
Whoa. Wait. 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. Jean-Yves Le Drian. They scammed 80 million euros. That's $90 million from wealthy victims, including Aga Khan. Prince Karim Aga Khan is the spiritual leader of a branch of the Shiite Islam. He also happens to be a multimillionaire and a philanthropist and the owner of Chateau Margaux Wines. So they were just robbing everybody with this.
Wow.
The hustle required targets to believe that they were being contacted by Mr. Legion, who requested financial help to pay ransoms for journalists. So he was like, they got the girls. The girls went to the country and they took some photos. And then next thing we know, the military girls took the girls away and we need to get the girls back. So
Now this is an interesting philosophical point for me, because, you know, if we're talking about ethical scamming, I think who you scam is important, but how you scam is also important, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like them using that story makes that offends me. Like they kind of, you know, use the idea of shit that's happening that's scary to scam rich people. Now, if they scam rich people in not at the expense of people who are being, you know, literally kidnapped and murdered, then I can get on board with it. So what do you think about that, Lacey?
I don't know.
I know how you spell that. A-I-O.
It's actually I-O-N. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's Ion, actually. But
I don't know
because we've mm-hmm. talked about scams on this show where it's like, oh, they called us and somehow faked our mom's number. And we're like, we have your mom and we have her hostage and we're beating her ass up right now. Send us money. And they didn't have the mom hostage. She was just at home watching Young and the Restless. But I don't know if I hated it, because like
it also feels like, I don't know, that also feels hacky to me. Like, I'm just kind of like, maybe I'm being too much of a comic here. I'm like, at least have some originality. Come on, make it snappy. Like, everyone gets kidnapped. I want something that's compelling. You know what I mean? I guess that's what it is.
Fair. You know? And I do think that this actually, because in 2015, like in that time period, there were a lot of journalists getting kidnapped. I mean, there still are. Yes. But at that time, there were a lot in the news. So
especially in France. Yeah.
Right. So it was punchy. It was
topical,
relatable,
evergreen. It's really evergreen, man.
It is evergreen. Sadly, they be kidnapping journalists, child. Shout out to journalists. Shout out to y'all for having the audacity to pull up at the fire and start taking photos, because it couldn't be me. It could not be me. Y'all was like, hey, we at the war. Let me get my Kodak. No. Not me. But I appreciate y'all, because otherwise, how would I know what's going on? Like, I need y'all to.
You ever seen that movie Nightcrawler?
No, I haven't.
The one with Jake Gyllenhaal? I can't help but laugh when I say his name for some reason. No, but I accidentally saw it. It's pretty interesting in terms of what you believe a journalist to be, because there are the people who are out there trying to get the stories, but then there are the people who just want to document the chaos and make the money. That can be its own scam too.
Oh, see, I love both of them, because I think that journalists are people who have harnessed the negative aspects of their personality and made them work. And what I mean by that is, we always talk about hater jobs on here. I'm like, if you're a mm-hmm. fucking hater, if you just know you're one of those people who's like, oh, I hate that they got this clothes, I hate they got these cars, I hate everything about them, get into a hater profession, become an accountant, become a meter maid, become, you know what I mean? Like, fucking work for the IRS. Like,
damn.
Get a hater job so that you can let your hate out in an appropriate manner. And like, I feel like journalists are just nosy ass niggas who need to be in people's business. And they were like, okay, well, I'm gonna work for the news, so this way I can walk around the block and talk to niggas about everything, and it's sanctioned. Like, they're just nosy. Okay. They're nosy.
I'm with you on that. I also love you. I just want to say I love your get a hater job philosophy. I appreciate the Buddhism behind it.
Need an outlet for the things. I think the things that make us great can also destroy us. So it's like, you have to find an outlet for the bad shit. And it's like, get a hater job, you know, or become a journalist. Is journalist a hater job? I'm putting that. It's a nosy job. That's just where you're nosy. You like mess too much.
Nah, you know, see, I'll debate you on this, but we don't got time. We do not have time for this.
So let's keep going. So he's telling everybody, the girls are kidnapped, okay? Olivia Pope with the newspaper. The girls is kidnapped. Give us money, because that's how we're going to get them out. So the hustle required targets to believe that they were being contacted by Mr. Ledrian, who requested financial help to pay ransoms for journalists being held hostage in the Middle East. We talked about that. So since France officially does not pay ransoms to hostage takers, the fake Ledrian assured that payments could not be traced and asked for the funds to be placed in a bank in China. So he's like, listen, you know the girls in France. We don't do this, okay? Voulez-vous coucher avec? No, okay? We don't do this. So we need to keep it all secret, okay? Clandestine. So send the money to China. This makes sense, right? It's for France, but send it to China.
I mean, this is kind of a classic scam just done in a really, you know, in a different arena. You know, like, we need you to send us this money and it can't be traced. That's pretty... You know, I'm starting to come around.
Right. So it's giving Nigerian prince. It's giving Nigerian prince wire taxes and fees. And I love it because it's like Barack Obama, the audacity of scams. Like, this is a big ass scam to just be like, we're going to impersonate a whole government. Like, what day did you wake up and you was like, we're going to impersonate the government?
Like, but it's also like, it also was indicative of how fucked up things are in France, I guess. That like these people believed this as well. And that, you know, I don't know how fucked up government is, I guess, in general.
I mean, have the French given us anything since fries?
Statue of Liberty. And that's all I got.
Okay. Yeah. She's a moment. I guess she's cute. So... Who impersonated the minister and why? Everything about the story is exceptional. They dared to take on the identity of serving a French minister, which we talked about. They called up CEOs and heads of government around the world and asked for vast amounts of money. The nerve of it all. Oh, yes, Daphne. This is Delphine Miette, a lawyer to the minister, and I fucking agree with you, Daphne, Delphine, Chao, whatever. So, presumably the fact... that as a defense minister, he might be in charge of ransom demands was part of it. Because like he is like, I'm the defense minister. So, you know, the girls call me when the ransom needs to be paid. Like, that's my job. So that gives him legitimacy when he's impersonating this person, right? But another factor may have been his relative obscurity. So Gilbert Chicky, 54, and Anthony Lastrovich, 35, were the masterminds of the scam in which three victims parted with... about 55 million euros. Woo. There were five other men involved, aged 27 to 59. That's where you gotta have people. You gotta have a 27-year-old is hungry. 27 is where you're like, at least for me, it was like, I wasn't poor, but I was, but I was still very hungry for money. A 27-year-old will work very hard for you.
And then the oldest people were 54?
59.
59. So this is actually inspiring. This is what happens when generations get together.
You right. Know, you we need to come together.
Miracles, people. Come on.
Miracles.
Listen to your elders.
Some call them felonies. We call them miracles.
Yes, there can be felonies.
If you believe.
If you believe.
Robbery. Yes.
There can be robberies. Yeah.
Yes. There you go. Okay. So felonies is great, though. So, God, we're such comedians. We're doing weird comedian stuff that we need to
do. I know. We're like in a writer's room right now.
You're bringing pitches. It out of me. Everyone brings something different out of me. It makes me feel weird that.
I think it's called listening.
I just feel like a different person on every episode. And I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. So how they did it. The system started with an initial telephone call from someone claiming to be a member of the minister's inner circle, such as his special advisor. So it's like, you ain't even getting called by the real nigga. They was like, I'm the assistant to the fake nigga. And I need to tell you, like, so I love that because you do have to set
the
expectation of like, if you are an important person, you never contact people directly. So that's smart. This person would then arrange the conversation with the minister himself. Initially, these ministerial calls were also over the phone. But in an effort to be more convincing, the scam went up a level to video, honey. Now, the fake Ledrian not only had to sound like the defense minister, he also had to look like him, too. Mm-hmm. So in meetings arranged on Skype, throwback. I said Zoom, but it is Skype.
Shout out to Microsoft.
Is that Microsoft?
Yeah.
That was the last good thing they gave us. That and Control-Alt-Delete. Ever since then, it's been trash.
What about Xbox?
I guess. We a PS community over here.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right.
Big and Sony, honestly, I got you. I'm not a big gamer. I used to do Grand Theft Auto, and I would just ride around and steal money and have sex with the sex workers. And I was like, I'm 11. This feels like not a good idea. This feels like not good for my brain development.
I'm 11. This is wrong. That's incorrect. That's incredible.
Have you ever checked yourself as a child? Like, I parented myself in that moment and was like, hey. I don't know who told me I could do this, but they should not have.
Well, I'm really glad you did it before you riggedy wrecked yourself.
I did. I checked myself. Baron! Okay, so... So, in a meeting that they arranged on Skype, the fraudster wore a custom-made Ledrion mask and sat in a room that looked like a ministerial office, complete with flags and a portrait of the then-president, François Hollande. I'm giving y'all so much on these names, and if you're from France, maybe I'm wrong. Who cares? Aren't they cute? You like them?
I love mispronounced French names. That's why I love going to Louisiana.
But you just got to put more stank on it. You say it fast, too. That's my scams. I just say names really fast.
Throw some D's on it.
Yeah. On that bitch. Hey, just about to get it.
Throw some D's on that French.
Oh, the dad jokes. They're so good. Oh, gosh. This is warming my heart. So... they made sure he was badly lit and at some distance from the camera, which we saw. He was really
lit. He was badly lit.
He looked dead. And he was a distance. he looked like who did the body. And I was like, why does he look dead?
But look, if you are having a secret conversation with the minister of whatever, the defense of France, you're not expecting this mofo to have fantastic lighting and makeup. You know what I mean? It's not like he's just like, all right, get Meryl Streep's team in here,
production
please.
Value.
Get the ones who made her look like that woman from Britain. Get them in here. Like, they don't have a budget, so it's like, I'm with it. I'm with it. That's an eye for detail.
True. So they also made sure that the connection was bad and only lasted a short time, just enough to put the bait. So Guy Patrice Lignac. There's so many French names in here.
Of the is it Guy? G-U-Y?
Yeah.
That's usually Guy.
Guy?
In French, yeah.
Guy Patrou? Oh, yeah, because you don't say the S either, so it's Guy Patrou Lignon.
Oh, I can't see what you're reading.
Right, I said that like you could see. I was
I can't.
You're looking at this?
I knew a Guy, so that's it.
Guys, our guests never hear the episodes before. That's how we ended up with the Jamila episode. They don't know who we're talking about. No, Jamila is wonderful. I love her. She's a sweetheart. But I accidentally talked about someone who's very much alive with her. And then that woman, it turned out, was like kind of obsessed with her.
Whoa.
And it was a whole thing on Twitter. So, but they never know. They never know what we're talking about. This is all off the cuff and very much live. So, looking back now, I asked myself, okay, so this is the Guy Petri. This is Guy Petri talking. And he's
See,
of the-
I love
the,
that attitude's coming out.
He's of
do
the-
Do it, do it.
I'm
give
doing
some
a
shoulder.
Hand.
You gotta give us some shoulder.
I'm hitting him with the shoulders and no one can see. But
I'm
imagine
like coach,
that
I'm like coaching you like Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act. Give us some shoulders. Give us some shoulder. That's not a man.
Listen, I'm hitting you guys with the shoulders and you can't even see it, but I am. That's how much I love y'all. I'm giving, okay? So Guy Petri, his a wine dynasty legacy. He's like got wine coin. He's got that long wine money. Okay. He got that Pinot and that Noir. So looking back now, this is him talking. I asked myself a lot of questions, but it did look like him. And he was asking for my help for service of the state. It's scary because maybe if he had asked for less money, I might have said yes. So Guy was like, okay, he canceled me. And I was like, I want a favor from the government. I want the government to be like, we need you. And then I'd be like, remember when y'all had needed me, government? I need a favor now. Like, that's the thing about being rich. You get to a certain point of richness where you want to get involved in politics because you're like,
well, no,
I want to control
the
country.
Well, when you get to a certain amount of richness, you become your own country. That's how you start thinking about yourself. You could give a fuck. Unfortunately, most people that rich could give a fuck about, the people who worked hard to get them that rich.
Right. It's also weird when you get to that point where you're starting to, I'm actually getting not to the so rich country point, but to the point of so busy. I need help and not realizing I can't do it all.
Oh, Lacey, I have been there. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And niggas keep popping up in my life and being like, you need help. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I get, you know, getting big enough that you need more people in your life than you thought you did. But
I know.
I don't get being like
you, Lacey. You're going to have to. I'm sorry to say this, Lacey. Trust niggas. I know.
Ooh,
I know.
I don't like that.
You are going to have to trust somebody.
I am not a trusting human.
Okay, well, you just said it. But like, you know, that's part of it. Delegation, okay?
I don't like
on
that.
On the way.
I don't like
you
that.
You cannot experience elevation until you experience delegation.
If you don't get y'all Yana Van Zandt ass off my podcast, Baron, I can't. We're not doing this. Next thing I know, you're going to have me holding dolls and talking to pictures of Harriet Tubman.
Wow. Well, a $20 bill with her on it,
guys,
at least.
Google that. If you've never seen my favorite. Okay, so here's the thing about Oprah Winfrey. She's a genius, but she loves to hire criminals. Everyone she's hired and elevated is a scammer. Dr. Phil, Dr. What is this nigga? Elanya Vincent.
Oh, Dr. Oz, right?
Yeah.
Was that
Dr. Oz or Dr. What's this nigga? I think they're the same. So she's hired a lot of scammers. Them niggas is scammers. They are criminals. Elanya Vincent ain't nobody's therapist. She is wild. She literally had a rapper.
But she's like a life coach, isn't she? Like, isn't that
life coach, not a job.
Well, it is. It is when Oprah calls you one.
Life coach is made up. Also, like, the audacity of thinking you could be a life coach is something that I love so much, because it's like the audacity of thinking you could be a comedian. Like, how dare I wake up and be like, people want to hear my jokes? That's a dumb career. I've made stupid choices, okay? And I've just tried to scam my way as hard as I can because...
Lacey, sounds like you need a life coach right about now. Oof, I'm sensing some walls going up.
We could both be life coaches. I feel like I could definitely be a life coach. I don't think I would coach you in the right direction.
No, we have to do more self-worth. You know, you have to do more self-work to become a life coach. Otherwise, you become a cult leader.
And I think I've done enough. Yeah, no, I could be a cult leader. It's my fallback career. Like, I won't lie.
Just be careful.
I mean, y'all listening to this show, what have we already done? We have names.
Uh-oh.
I call you guys the congregation, and we kind of do
goodness.
This whole church thing. Like, I got bishops, I got deacons, and we talk to each other. I be talking to y'all. If you tweet me, sometimes I tweet you back, don't I? I am a cult leader.
Wow.
I'm telling you this now because I don't fall too deep.
This has been the Church of Mosley.
Listen, this is the congregation of scams, okay? I call myself Scam Goddess. I have candles. Nick, I am trying to start a cult. Fuck. I am. But like
you live
a good
cult. Scammerous lifestyle. There's one for you.
I might
you,
cut
right?
all of this out of the episode.
No.
So let's get to getting caught because let's get, we got to get out of here. So one person who didn't fall for the trap was Senegalese leader Macky Sall. This was basically because the fake Le Drian made a basic error of addressing the president with polite French vous.
And wait a minute. The dude from Senegal is like, he's not racist enough. That's why he figured it out. Continue. Go ahead.
In fact, the two men know each other well, and when talking, use the familiar do. So he was like, why you doing so much? Like, this supposed to be a homie. So others became suspicious in August 2017, and he made the mistake of traveling to Ukraine. Why did I put so much on Ukraine?
You put a French accent on Ukraine, by the way.
I'm French. Because
you're committing.
I'm French now. With this pussy talk, English, Spanish, and French, okay? So, if you haven't listened to the City Girls and understand that I am a city girl yet, I am. So, others become suspicious. In August 2017, he made the mistake of traveling to the Ukraine. He was arrested at the request of the French and told police he was on a pilgrimage to a tomb of a well-known rabbi. But his phone was evidence that he had come to buy a new mask. So, he went to re-up on them silicone masks. They couldn't mail it to you, sis. It's 2015. They couldn't give you a FedEx moment. Like, why do you have to go get it yourself?
Wow. This is, I love this. It's just like a, it's like an onion, just layers and layers and layers that make my eyes water.
This like, is, not this you getting caught because they couldn't send it to you next day. Like, what's happening, sis?
They had made enough money that they didn't have to travel all that way.
Also, they had made enough money that they should have just stopped. That's the thing about scamming. You get high on it. And if you've scammed almost $90 million, you are good. You are fine. They could have just stopped, but they kept going because that's the thing about scamming. It's not necessarily about the money. It's also about the thrill and the high. It's your job. It's your profession. So it's like us. We're not going to stop. If we made enough money as comedians to live fine for the rest of our lives, we would still be up in somebody's face doing stand-up because it's not about the money.
You gotta, yeah, you gotta have your purpose. Wow, yeah, you're right. You do get high off of it. I guess you would, because especially if you're getting away with it, like it's, because that's the other thing is like, how do you dismount sometimes from these things? It sounds like they had an easy opportunity. This
just
is
stop.
Why.
Stop! Put the silicone mask away. Like, it's really not. What?
They didn't see Ocean's 13. That's what it is. That's what it is. They stopped at 12 and they thought they could. No, I'm being silly.
I don't know. I was believing. I was like, That's why I could be a life coach. You'd just be saying anything. And I'd be like,
It's a comedian curse.
So the heavy sentence of 11 years plus a 2 million euro fine went to Cheeky, who shouted from the dock, "It's a scandal. You should be ashamed." What?
I mean, in a different, this is a translation of what this person might have said, right?
Yeah. And so then his accomplice received a 7-year sentence and a 1 million euro fine. Mr. Cheekly was already somewhat known con man whose life was the subject of a movie. In an interview with a French television in 2010 over previous scams, Cheekly said he was intrigued by the game of scamming.
That's the addiction.
Because it's like, you got so much money. You just liked putting on gowns. You should have been an
actor.
I'm
very intrigued by the game of
scamming. So many scammers, I think, should be actors because they just like putting on. And I think that's why I went into acting. Because I was like, I love to give girls a lie, but get paid for it. Like, a fun lie, an outfit.
I think you're right. If a lot more scammers were actors, then a lot of these actors that are out here would fucking stop. Because the scam that a lot of these actors out here have pulled off is that they can act. But a scammer has proven that they can. It's the 80 million that they got sitting in Aruba, Jamaica. Come on, I want to take you. Bermuda,
Banks
Bahama.
Banks in China, why? All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be back for the saddest part of the show, which is the end.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Fraud! And we're back, guys, and this is the saddest part of the show. I have to let Baron go. Damn, I don't want to let you go. But before you go, on your way out, at the door, while you're grabbing your coat that's on the hook, we're going to do Scammer of the Week. So Scammer of the Week is a segment where we talk about a infamous charlatan that is worthy of our praise. Or maybe not. Sometimes they trash. you never know. But let's talk about the girls. So we have Marissa Hochberg, a wellness Instagram influencer who tried to turn her summer vacation into a permanent lifestyle by squatting in the Hamptons in a mansion she was renting from June to August. All right.
Oh, I think I heard about this.
You did?
I heard a little about this.
Yeah, 2020 is very recent.
Yeah.
I worked in the Hamptons when I lived in New York City. I don't know why I grabbed my breast like that when I said that. It was
you actually put your hand over your heart, didn't you?
I guess. Is that what my
you
heart
did.
Is?
That's why it's because when you worked in the Hamptons, it hurt you. So you had a physical reaction to the memory of it. I worked in the Hamptons. This was hurt. This kind of got broken there,
painful.
But as I was saying.
Yes. The best part of the Hamptons was I was Paul McCartney's personal waiter at a pop-up restaurant that he frequented very often.
Did he call you Blackbird?
The Blackbird in the bed of night. Listen, I know me some Beatles, honey.
I'm hearing it.
So, no, he didn't. But he did tell me when he was leaving for the season ending, he was like, you know, Lacey, you're going to be one of the best servers ever. Like, you're so talented. Like, you're going to be the best. And I was like, Paul, I don't want to be no goddamn server. Not for my whole life. Ain't nothing wrong with waiting tables, but I didn't want to do it for my whole life. But he was like, listen, you got a real future in this. Paul was trying to make me his permanent server. And I was like, Paul.
I got to respect that that he was trying to encourage you a little.
Right. He was so nice. He remembered my name. He was so sweet. He always tipped good. I remember his wife's allergies, that whole love eggplant. Like, I love him. I really do love him. But yeah. And also, like, if you are a server for your whole life, there's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, there are servers who make over six figures a year. Like, if you get into the real serving game, like, if you get into the fucking Michelin shit where you gotta have your press suit on and no 551 wines, oh, you can make a coin. A big coin.
But that also brings up the fact that Reagan pulled a scam on the entire restaurant industry because these mofos should be salaried. These people should not be working for only tips, but that doesn't matter right now, does it?
But also, can I just say this on the show, since we're talking about scams, tipping is rooted in slavery.
Yes.
Tipping
yes,
is rooted in slavery, y'all. And I found that out and I was like, God damn. So basically what happened was, is during Reconstruction after the Civil War, God damn, look at me having facts. basically, niggas was free. And a lot of them were sharecropping and some of them weren't. And some of the girls were like, well, we need people to wait tables at our restaurant. But we don't want to pay niggas because they sniggas and we don't want to pay them. So that's where tipping started. They were like, the customer will pay these niggas.
Oh shit, I did not know
and
that.
They
actually
will work for free.
Ish. Back then it was like free ish. I mean, it's been 10 years, right?
And then America was like, you know what? This weren't good for niggas, but we should actually oppress everybody with this. How about we all do this? about tipping is a thing in restaurants all over, and it still is. So, yeah, there you go, guys. All right, let's get out of this goddamn episode. So, Marissa, who temporarily... Remember Marissa? Because I went on a tangent again. Somehow told y'all about niggas and slavery. Anyway. Remember how I was supposed to be talking about what I talk about? So Marissa, who temporarily made her Instagram account with 12,000 followers private, agreed to pay a total of $31,750 to rent out a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house in the Hamptons. She paid the first half, then emailed the couple a bizarre note about wanting to buy the house, which was not for sale. So she got on Verbo and was like, hey girl, here's half. And then she was like, you know, I ain't sent you the rest of the money, but I want to buy this house. And it was like, girl, we never said it was for sale. What's happening? So this is probably a dumb question. Okay, so she said this. This is her quote. This is probably a dumb question because you built the house, but you aren't looking to sell by any chance, are you? I have fallen in love with it. Ha ha. Figured I ask. This is audacity, and I love it. According to court documents, she was required to pay the second half of the rent money by June 15th and failed to do so. But she kept posting photos of herself on the property on Instagram. In the weeks leading up to her move-out date on August 8th, her 90-year-old father called the couple who owned the house and asked if his daughter could stay longer. Not you calling your daddy and be like, daddy, go ask them. Also, like... obviously, she didn't have the money because she's trying to purport like she has money. She was like, I know I ain't sent y'all the rest of the money, but is the house for sale? Because I'm so rich. I could definitely buy it.
But talking that game can, you know, that's what audacity can. You can float on that for a while.
And it confuses people. It's smart to confuse as a scammer. So her father was listed as an occupant on her lease agreement, despite him telling the New York Times that he had his own place in Montauk, which is confusing also because it's like, if you have a place in Montauk, why the fuck is she staying at a different house when she could be staying for free? Confusion. So wait, Marissa texts the owners, because she'd been talking to them, and she texted them. She says, you're going to kick an almost 91-year-old man out in the middle of a pandemic? So at this point, she's saying that her dad is living with her, even though he's clearly living in Montauk. She had her dad call and be like, daddy, ask him if I can stay. And then when they said no, she was like, my daddy living here. He old. He going to die. Y'all going to do this to him?
Oh, okay.
He was never living there.
She can't even keep track of what she was doing. Because she's too busy trying to come up with the hashtags for these posts that she lost her own place in her own scam.
Like, I just like that she went from like, I'm living in this place posting by myself to my daddy living here too. Daddy, call him and tell him. And then when they're like, no, she was like, my dad's going to die if y'all put us out. Like, he wasn't living there. He was living in his own place in Montauk.
Is this where they kind of figured her out though?
Well, in an email asking the couple again to extend the lease to mid-October, Marissa said, I don't think new tenants would want a COVID-infected house, ? It's not been confirmed if her father had been diagnosed with coronavirus, but now she's like, my daddy got corona and he sucked every doorknob. Do you really want to kick us out?
That's... silly.
Do you really want to kick us out? He loves sucking appliances. You'll never get the COVID out of this house.
I've been following him around with a hand fan. Every time he coughs, I blow it into the furniture. And now you want us to leave?
This nigga loves licking walls. You'll never get the COVID out. Like, bitch, you're crazy. You're crazy. So Hooshberg eventually moved out on October 12th, but the couple is now suing her for $14,450 that she still owed, plus interest, and the additional $35,000 for rent they claim to have lost out on during her extended stay. Mm-mm. I like you, Marissa. This is fun. You used everything. I love a pandemic scammer. I love that she was like, my dad's 91. Y'all gonna put him out. This is a housing crisis. Capitalism. Then she was like, he got the Rona. And Miss Rona is running through this place.
So did she book this place? Well, how does she get this place? From these people? Like Airbnb or something?
Yeah, like
she
Verbo.
Was renting. Oh, is it called Verbo? I always called it VRBO. Verbo. I like that. So they have all of her information. And then she thought that she could just, interesting.
Well, it was because she extended her stay.
Yeah, but still. Like, if someone has all your info, it's hard to kind of pull one over on them in the end, always.
This is very true. And actually, I do have to say, I'm not exactly sure if it was Verbo.
Oh, good
She just
God.
Rented the mansion.
So, all right, well, still. Still.
All right, well, guys, that brings us to the end of the episode. We always ask, where do you want to be found, Baron?
Where do I want to be found?
Where you want to be found. We don't ask where you can be found. We just want you to be found where you want to be found.
I want to be found healthy and happy on my own podcast, Self-Quar.
Self-Quar, yes.
On Open Mike Eagle's imprint, Stony Island Audio.
I love Open Mike Eagle. He's been on our show. I love him.
That's my guy. That's my dude.
Any socials? Anything else?
Yeah, go to my website, Google. Type my name into
the search. Your website's Google?
And you will find me.
Baron owns Google. Sorry, I should have said that up top.
Yes, ask Jeeves where I am. No, baronvon.com. My socials, I'm on IG and Twitter. It's barvonblack, BARVONBLAQ.
Yes. Oh my God, you're going to love this. Why are we like so much the same person? But guys, as always, if you want to snitch on your friends and family, scamguyspod@gmail.com. I just want to give you guys a note because y'all give me notes all the time. Y'all love to drag me. Your letters are too long. Okay, make them shorter because I want to read them, but y'all be sending me novels, baby girl, and we can't do all that on earth, so you got to read through it and be like, is this necessary, is this not? If it's messy, if it's funny, leave it, but if it's long, you got to cut some things. Okay, love y'all though. Please keep sending me emails. Snitch on your friends and family at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. if you want to find us, scamgoddesspod on all platforms. If you want to listen to me and my personal shenanigans, that's D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I Diva Lacey on all platforms. Congregation, stay scamming.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess is starring me, Scam Goddess, a.k.a. Lacey Mosley. Scam Goddess is produced by Chelsea Jacobson and engineered by Marina Baez, with research by Sherilyn Vera. Stay scamming!
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.